Hello, Audio Boo.
We're recording from a war zone. No, not really. It's fireworks.
Welcome to Guy Fawkes Night in Auckland. As you're hearing, many families around the neighbourhood and surrounding streets celebrating the anniversary of some egg trying to blow up Parliament. I love Guy Fawkes, although some people can be very irresponsible with fireworks. But I love it anyway. It's very cool. We used to always have fireworks. And we obviously don't this year, but
it's not something that's celebrated in Australia, so it's kind of
I was just going to say that, because in Australia you're not allowed to because of the bushfire risk and everything. But here, you are. Because I guess there's less of a bushfire risk and more.
It doesn't rain so much, everything's damp, so you know, I don't have dry.
I was going to say freedom of expression, but someone.
All right,
No, don't go away, it's alright. We used to have this firework that I really liked in particular. It was called Thunder in the Blue Sky. And it used to sound like that, one really big bang every, like it was just one though in the firework. It was a massive firework. And it used to shoot up in the sky like whoosh, with a whistle attached to it. And then you'd get the silence for about 3 seconds and then it would be like poof. So I don't know what fireworks they're using nowadays because like I haven't enjoyed a fireworks display at home for about, since I was about 14 or 15. And the last home fireworks display I went to was back in 2007. So, and nobody said about what sort of fireworks they were. So, those fireworks that you can hear, I can't see. Normally you'd be able to see some sort of flash in the sky, but because I'm exceptionally blind and because there is lots of other ambient light around, I can't actually see any of them. It's rather noisy, isn't it? So what do you think of Guy Fawkes?
Noisy.
Noisy.
I don't know. I suppose, short of the loud bangs, fireworks don't do anything for me at all because I can't have no.
But
no
bangs vision. Are fun.
But things that go bang are always good.
They are.
In that sense, they're good, but it's more fun if you're actually making the bangs than listening to other people make them.
But it would be very dangerous if you were to make the bangs with
it
fireworks.
Would, yes. Yes. And it's kind of odd because even though tonight's Guy Fawkes, we've had this for the last 2 nights.
So. Oh, yeah. I mean, because we arrived on Friday.
Saturday.
And there was fireworks Saturday, Sunday, today, and they are not going to be selling them after. Well, they're not selling them anymore. And you're not really allowed to let them off after today, but that won't stop any overzealous fireworks users. See, I don't actually mind the concept of Guy Fawkes as long as people are responsible with it. You know, if people don't do anything stupid like letting them off from their hands or pointing them at animals and people. You know, if it's done safely and responsibly, then I don't see anything wrong with it. However, if you do have a house with, you know, animals that don't like it or get a bit stressed. Wow. It's one of those flower pot ones. I can see it from up the driveway. It's what we call a flower pot, where it's like it shoots sparks of coloured light into the air. Big sort of clouds. I can see that one. That's someone on our shared driveway. Yeah, hey, that's cool. I forgot what I was saying now. Something to do with animals and stress. Our animals didn't really used to be fazed by it, but I know Remy didn't used to like them, so we never really took her anywhere near a fireworks display. So, you know, about being responsible. You know, the whole, like, you know, I can hear fireworks from miles away. Like, you know, there's no concept of how many are going off at one time because there's just millions.
They're all coming from different directions.
Yeah. It's quite crazy, really.
Those whistling ones are kind of eerie.
They're rockets. They're like the sky rockets. Okay. So you get ones of different lengths and different widths and different capacities. So you could get the really loud ones that just make one screechy noise as they go up into the air. Or you can get the ones that just, you know, fire off multiple little ones like that one. And you can get ones that have quite a low whistle and ones that have quite a high whistle. Did Grandma ever tell you that she used to work in a fireworks factory? Oh, that was a bright one, whatever that was.
This has been going on now for probably 40 minutes.
Oh no, at least. We've been hearing them ever since about 7 o'clock when it was still light. I can see someone's letting off some sort of a very bright one that's flashing like a camera. Far in the distance, I can see it going up into the air, but that big bangy one, is it? I think.
Okay.
That one there. I always used to love going to concerts in the park where they would have huge, massive fireworks displays and laser light shows. And at one of them in particular, we used to call it, was called Starlight Symphony, but we used to call it Symphony in the Park or Symphony Under the Stars. And they used to do this version of the Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture. And they actually used to have the cannons firing off in the background. So as well as all the big sparkly fireworks in the sky, you hear the pfft of the cannons every, you know, whenever, which was very awesome.
So Grandma worked in a fireworks factory?
Yes. She has entertaining stories of lighting fuses and then running like hell. You should ask her sometime.
Okay, I will.
That was when she was quite a bit younger, obviously.
Yes.
But yeah, welcome to New Zealand on the 5th of November 2012.
It's been choice so far.
It is choice. Ow! That crackly one. I can see that. It's like a big flash of blinding light in my eyes. That is over in the direction of the park, I think. I think there might even be people setting off fireworks in the park. I don't even know if you're allowed to, but that won't stop people. Okay. I've probably bored you all enough now, so we will end this audiobook here.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.